Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, now we're doing live radio, we're broadcasting into 158 cities. You have made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. With that, we thank you. We know why you're listening, because you understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And if you're looking for answers, you always go back to your creator for them. The Bible points the finger as to how to bring about the resolve. And the finger's always pointed back to his moral law. His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Well, folks, that's not going to be done until you hold to his word, period, right? Now, isn't it interesting that during the break, right before the show here, I just got to hit this because I just heard this. We're hearing about an individual by the name of Daryl Brooks, who's been sentenced to a six-life term sentence, who's being convicted on 76 charges where he took his car and he just plowed through a bunch of people. Now, folks, is this the most ridiculous? And this is how they operate, too. It's irrational. A six-term life sentence. As if to suggest he's not a cat. He doesn't have nine lives, right? He's a human being, and he's got one life. But they want you to believe that they're going to give him six life sentences. That's what they said, verbatim. I'm looking at it right now. They're giving him six life sentences for his crimes committed against the people. Now, do you think the six life sentences is going to deter the next criminal from doing the same thing? No. The people in this country are taught by the system of what they call the correctional institutions how to commit the crime. And I've said this before, but I need to highlight this again. Folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And if we're going to hold the man's commandments, which make God's commandments void, read Mark 7, you're going to get the fruit of it. And this is exactly what you're getting. Did you know that the correctional institution, friends, makes up to $64 billion a year? Guess who pays for that? You do. You do, Americans. See, this would all be deterred if the judges were actually doing their job. See, we don't need more policies which undermine law. We need good men sitting in the position and occupying those judgment seats in dealing with corruption by deterring crime, Proverbs 16:6, not by encouraging it. Now, let me go back again. Your system of corrections, as they call themselves, which is incorrectional, is really what it is, and it encourages and it enables the criminals to do it again and again and again. It's a $64 billion slave labor project. You have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Why? Because you're not deterring crime. You're encouraging it. Three strikes and you're out. Remember, you know, commit the crime once. Well, then you're okay. Commit it twice. Oh, no, no, we're going to encourage it. We're going to teach you how to commit the crime. But if you do it a third time, man, I'm telling you what, we're really going to bring the hammer down. And we're going to throw you in jail for six life sentences this time. Did you just hear the criminal record of this Daryl Brooks? See, these things happen because they continuously commit the crimes. They're let go to do it again and again and again. And Scripture doesn't teach us that. In Deuteronomy 19:19, it teaches us that you do to them what they intend or are responsible or are guilty of doing to you. That's how you deter the crime, friends. What an absolute joke. Matter of fact, if you listen to many criminals, folks, and you don't have to listen to what they say, but their actions speak a lot louder than their words, there's a 74% recidivism rate. That means when they're released, they do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again. That is, until the said judges or the prosecutors or those that have been given into some incumbent position of authority by the people, until it happens to them and then they want to put a stop to the crime. We highlighted this 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. A said representative from the state of Minnesota was attacked in Washington, D.C., and she wanted to make sure it didn't happen again. But as long as it's just us serfs and us peasants, it applies. It need not apply. It applies not to us. Friends, you're being laughed at by the criminals. They know that nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to get a slap on the hand, or they're going to get a place to live for the rest of their lives, and then they die naturally. But the victims, folks, they get to suffer the consequence of those that are left undone when it comes to justice. That is not a system of justice, friends. That's an injustice system, is what it is. That is not a system of justice. That is a system of injustice, and it's what you see being played out today. I have, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do this sooner or later. I have it saved. I'm going to do some articles on this, probably add this to a television series where you look at some of these mass murders. They'll tell you that if you let me go, I'll do it again. If you let me go, I'll do it again. Now, the Bible clearly tells us in Numbers 35:33 that if a man murders another man, it's his blood that is required to appease God's wrath in that land. Okay? And that's what we used to do in this country. That's what we used to do in this country. We used to enforce the law because we knew the law, and we're talking about common law, God's Torah, canon law. And when we enforced that law, we brought about judgment to send the message, which was a mercy, to others in the community or throughout the city or throughout the state or throughout the country, that these crimes will not be tolerated. That is a mercy to society. But we enforced the law. We brought judgment upon the heads of the guilty, the way Scripture tells us to, concerning God's statutes, which He commands us to keep. And in the process of doing that, friends, we would know righteousness and peace within the gate. Here, I want to show you, as a matter of fact, I brought this up last week when I was in Detroit. It's interesting to note that the car that Ronald Reagan was shot in back in the 1980s, you know, the very one that was responsible for attempting to murder the President of the United States? Did you know that on September 27, 2021, a federal judge approved John Hinckley for unconditional release beginning June 2022? And on June 15, 2022, Hinckley was fully released from court restrictions. The man tried to kill the President of the United States of America. He's back on the streets because the said judge said he's okay now to be released. You tell me a country that would have tolerated this sort of crime to the degree that the American people have in tolerating an incorrectional justice system, which is not justice at all. Folks, this is shameful. It really is. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to go over and jump onto social media platforms, please do that. That is over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, and you will find us located there. Also, go over to SOL Radio Live Top, part of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble feed. You can watch us 24/7. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. You'll see us there. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, yesterday, we had a senator on highlighting, and I'm going to show you some of this stuff in the up and coming minutes and segments on today's show. I have you for 2 hours, by the way. But I do want to let you know that I'm going to get caught up on some of the things that I shared with you yesterday because it's that important to share with you today again as well because we're live all across the country. Now, before I get to this, I want you to consider what is still going on today in America. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now because this is live. And what I want to do is I want to get caught up on maybe some of the things that you haven't been paying attention to concerning the push forth this illegal genocide, which is continuously going forward, and we all the well know it's going forward. But with that said, friends, let me just go ahead and push away at what I'm talking about here concerning the content. Look at this. Hamilton toddler dies of invasive strep A. Okay, this is what they're alluding to. Okay, now pay attention. We also have People magazine reporting mom warns other parents after son's legs are amputated. Remember, these are all side effects of vaccinations. Okay, I just want to make clear that you all understand that. Did you also know Health Impact News is now reporting that 1 in 36 children in the U.S. are now diagnosed with autism. But CDC refuses to look at vaccines as cause. Hey, friends, I'm going to ask you this for the millionth time. Why is it that the American people are allowing a small percentage of the people to drive the narrative? If they are responsible for the cause of the diagnosis concerning these side effects of these experimental jabs, why are you waiting for them to respond? If it was you, they would demand a response. But because it's them who are operating through administrative law, again, undermining the Constitution, they are acting as if they are a law unto themselves. Why are the American people putting up with this? 1 in 36 children in the U.S. now diagnosed with autism, but CDC refuses to look at vaccines as cause. Why are they doing what they're doing? Because the government is protecting them from you, because they're a part of it. I'm talking about corruption once again, friends. Yes, indeed, I am. Here's another one. Mr. O'Neill was a fit and healthy 42-year-old IT consultant who suffered a major reaction 9 days after his experimental jab. Okay? Now, I also shared with you, friends, last week, actually, it was the week before, we had Senator Justine Wadsack there from Arizona, who was proposing a bill to pull the restrictions off of what the Supreme Court did. Now, if you haven't heard this, I want you to sit down because it's important for you to hear this. The Supreme Court came into play at the offset of the pandemic. They told the attorneys throughout the United States of America, if they dared, in so many words, if they dared to protect anybody that suffered side effects from one of these experimental jabs, that they were in jeopardy of losing their license. So I know that there's friends all across the country, there's friends in my backyard that have actually been victims of these said experimental jabs. And they were trying to want, well, actually they were wondering why it was that they could get no attorney to step into play to help them go after the corrupt concerning those that were driving the narrative. And I'm talking about the WHO, I'm talking about the CDC, I'm talking about the NIH, I'm talking about the federal government, I'm talking about state governors and mayors as well. No attorney dared stand up. Why? Because they were told by the Supreme Court that violated and transgress God's moral law in protecting the people by magnifying the laws against the crime. They did the exact opposite. They are conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, and they are like the mainstream media, acting as an arm to cover up for conspirators. And guess what, friends? The Supreme Court is a part of all of that. Just look at them and consider who sits on the bench, and I don't think I have to explain much more. Here's another one. A 22-year-old daughter, Diana, was diagnosed with liver disease in March 2022, 3 weeks after receiving her shot. She was a vibrant, healthy young lady in the National Guard until she fell severely ill. She has been hospitalized numerous times all over the Midwest. The medical team at the Mayo Clinic said medication is not helping and she ultimately needs a liver transplant. Pay attention to the timing once again. Saliva guitarist Wayne Swiney, dead at 59 years old. I'm just getting caught up, friends, concerning what I've missed over the last couple days because we had guests. Prominent attorney Jeffrey Figer, recovering after suffering a stroke. Boy, again, pay attention. These are the side effects of these experimental jabs. And now I'm sure you all know, this is coming from one of my affiliates, Western Journalism, they carry my articles over there, that Southwest pilot becomes incapacitated in midair. Off-duty pilot that was on the plane from another airline was forced to step into play. Now, in saying that, I also want you to understand, because I'm going now to some of the other information that I have, that the FAA just reportedly made a stunning admission to airline pilots, and I'm going to read a letter, a really short paragraph from one of the letters that was sent to one of the pilots, okay? It says, you are cautioned to abide by Title 14 of the CFRs, Section 61.53, relating to operations during medical deficiency. Because of your history of possible vaccine-induced increased myocarditis, and then it goes on with other medical terms, and the removal of the left hand and the knee pain. Operation of aircraft is prohibited at any time, and new symptoms or adverse changes occur in your health status. Of course, that was written to a pilot. Okay? So this is the reason for so many delays in the airlines. And, of course, you weren't told that. You were just given some lame excuse as to what was going on when it wasn't true at all. I also have another article here. It's from Slay. Pilot dies suddenly short before flying packed passenger jet. Whoa. So it seems like it's getting pretty dangerous out there, folks, to get on an airplane. And, of course, they're not telling you as to why this is, but I think if anybody's paying attention, we all well know as to why this is happening. Okay? Here's another one. BA tragedy veteran British Airways pilot collapses and dies shortly before he was due to captain a packed passenger jet as well. Oh, folks, the list goes on. And the list goes on concerning the exposés, concerning the crimes that are being committed against you and your children in the United States of America. And also remember, as I shared with people over the last week and 2 weeks, the world is protesting what you're tolerating. I just want to make clear that you understand the world is protesting, Americans, which you're tolerating. And they all the well know in those countries, in the millions per country, by the way, are protesting corruption because they're trying to stop this new world order that you have been warned about for 60 years in this country, and it was sold to you by the mainstream media as just a theory. Nobody can call it a theory anymore, can they? Absolutely not. Also have this. Blue Cross pays your doctor a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2 years old. If your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps up to $80,000. Understood? 63% of patients are fully vaccinated, and we have those that are playing the advocates and accomplices to the crimes of these experimental jabs. I don't know why people just act like it's not their business to warn their neighbors. I mean, we are our brother's keeper. Isn't that what Scripture says? Doesn't the Bible clearly tell us, do unto others as you would have them do unto you? If you were in a predicament like that and you didn't know, or you were on the fence as to if you were going to take the experimental jab or no, wouldn't you want someone to get in your face and love you enough to tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now? And there's absolutely no reason why the American people are still sitting down in the face of corruption. This is absolutely incredible. By the way, there was another outlet through the mainstream media that was warning the people concerning CDC's plot to track the unvaccinated and how HIPAA violations are apparent. Folks, this is a fight that you can't run from, period. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 23 people are dead after a tornado touchdown in western Mississippi. Eldridge Walker is the mayor of hard-hit Rolling Fork.
Looking to my left and looking to my right, all I see is devastated buildings, flat grounds where physical buildings used to stand. It's a terrible situation here.
The governor of Mississippi has declared a state of emergency. Why the main air defense system at a U.S. military base in Syria was not fully operational is now under investigation. A suspected Iranian drone hit the installation, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring six other Americans. Officials now looking into whether the Avenger missile defense system may have been experiencing unexpected maintenance issues. Former President Trump kicking off his 2024 run for the White House in Waco, Texas today. About 15,000 people are expected to attend his rally. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, you all know that Anthony Fauci, a little criminal that he is, he's responsible for much of what's going on a global basis. Him and the mayor from Washington, D.C. decided to go to the lower living conditions in Washington, D.C. and notice the people that they're going to. And just like Planned Parenthood is aimed at the black and Hispanic communities. Don't ask me, ask Margaret Sanger, and ask those that are illegally sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. But notice what they're doing and notice who they're going to. But this guy was on top of his game when he was talking with the mayor and Anthony Fauci. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because I'm going to ride this thought out. Because, folks, we're only as great as the least of us, and we need to pull up everybody to the same level of expectation, and that is law in Christ, Isaiah 42:21, Matthew 5:17, and Romans 3:31. Read those scriptures in context. And, again, the American people need to realize that these people are being targeted, but it doesn't apply just to them. It also applies to you as well. You ready for this? This is the mayor of Washington, D.C. with Anthony Fauci going up to an individual where they're trying to convince him that he needs the experimental jab.
America are not settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccination.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years is not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if it allows thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated, you're going to let this virus continue to...
Okay, so here again, pay attention to the retort. And we've seen this over the last couple of years. If you don't get your shot, then you're responsible for others getting the virus. Well, guess what, friends? Here we are, almost 3 years later. Nobody that's been vaccinated, friends, is out there bragging about the fact that they got the shot. But I will tell you this, friends, the ones that haven't been vaccinated, they're completely fine. They're not the ones dying suddenly now, are they? But look what they do. This is what the Nazis did. This is what Satan himself does in Revelation 12:10. He is the accuser of the brethren. Accuse others of what you're guilty of. And by the way, my thoughts, the mayor did not get her shot. She's just saying that to sell that to her communities because she's the Uncle Tom in this particular situation, trying to get as many as she can get vaccinated because she's paid to do so. It's called incentive. Okay? This guy's not buying onto it. But look what they do. They blame others for not going along. Folks, they can blame me all day long. They can accuse me of everything that they're guilty of all day long. I will stand up and I will point the finger at facts to show you who is in fact responsible for what they call a pandemic. Okay? Just wait a second. I got a doctor coming up on the other side that's going to show you that the CDC is committing fraud, and it's all premised on what they've created. Just like we've said over the last 2.5, 3 years, folks. The pill and the jam. These are the same people creating crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis, and the American people are trying to figure out why they keep going around the same mountain. It's because they don't obey the word of the Lord. Let's finish this, folks.
Percolate in this country and in this world.
Something like the common flu then, right?
It's much more serious
than the flu.
Well, the flu killed a lot of people annually.
Yeah. You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000
people did not die from COVID-19, folks. They died from the vaccinations. This is what I'm talking about. They're taking those statistics and they're turning them against the innocent is what they're doing. And enough is enough of this garbage.
Well, the number that you all giving that died, that's you all's number.
You got paid.
That's right, your numbers.
Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, it's something else going on with that.
That's right.
You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear.
That's exactly what this pandemic is.
It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic.
That's right. And I guess you're all moved on by whom you fear. And it's interesting, people don't take the time to consider the source here. And again, what is it that they need to say to you? And what is it that they need to be exposed for concerning their crimes, Luke 12:2, before you actually figure out these are the same people selling you the narrative? So much so that if anybody spoke out against it, they were illegally censored. Okay, now, if it was good for their health, don't you think people would have knew within themselves what the right thing was to do in response to this said pandemic that they created? Bradley, you said that they created. Yes, that's exactly right. This is a CDC director that's going to tell you the truth of the matter. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, okay? Because he's telling you that they created this. This is just one of those that have been faithful to deliver men from the lie. And I'm talking about the fact that, friends, there's so few of them that are willing to do so that actually got through the crooks, and I should say through the door that has been slammed in their face. Well, these doors have been opened because they have not shut up. And if there's ever been a time for the American church and the American people to be a bunch of big mouths, right now is the time to do it. But do it in righteousness. Check this guy out, folks.
Like this virus was engineered.
Was this what you're observing and speaking of, is this something that would be in line with gain-of-function research and the capabilities it would provide to the virus?
Yeah. lab. I mean, basically this lab published in 2014 that they accomplished in this allowing the coronaviruses that they were working with in the lab to bind to the H2 receptor in humanized mice. And the only way they did that was by reorienting the binding domain.
And it was clear to them, did you know of any evidence that they had found to be able to confirm that it was not created in a lab?
I do think it illustrates one point that's worth really focusing on. When you have a group of people that decide there could only be one point of view, that's problematic. And
that's right.
I keep going saying it's antithetical to science. And unfortunately, that's what they did.
Okay, so that's exactly what they did. And the American people, what's the best that they can do? Well, they can put up with a Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Lauren Boebert to go ahead and put you back to sleep by appeasing you. That's why we call them the great American appeasers. Where's the justice? Hey, Rand Paul, how many millions of dollars have you raised telling us if we support you, which, by the way, you're already getting paid a salary, but you need more money to do your job. How that works, I don't know. I guess it only works on those that are not paying attention. But how many millions of dollars has Rand Paul raised exposing the lies of Anthony Fauci, but yet Anthony Fauci has still not faced justice? Oh, and don't forget about Rand Paul, friends. Rand Paul's wife was going around your backs investing into stock in remdesivir, which, by the way, 75% of those that took it never came out of it. They died from it, just to make clear. Okay? And forget about the fact, if you can, that the doctors get a kickback for basically convincing you to take the PSR or the PCR test, right, which also conveys the said virus into your system, said Johns Hopkins University. Did we want to pay attention to that? Don't do your best to just ignore the fact, friends, that when you go into the hospital, if they get you to take the test, they get they're incentivized. If they admit you into the hospital, they're incentivized. It's got to be for coronavirus, though, right? If they put you on a mechanical ventilator, they're incentivized. If someone dies from anything, regardless, hey, folks, even if you're decapitated and they put on the death records that you died from the coronavirus, they're incentivized. They get paid for all of this. This is all factual information that has been released to the American people 1,000 times from this microphone. And what is the big tech companies do? They come in and say this is misinformation. No, it's not. It came from Business Insider. It was one of yours that told on you. It was one of yours that told on you, and we all the well know it. And just think about all the doctors and the nurses that went along because they were being incentivized. They were paid to help eradicate and to liquidate the population in this country. Bradley, that's just way out there. Here, let me hear your way out there questions or accusations. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Because I'm still waiting to have that conversation with someone that has their head still stuck in the sand. And it is incredible to me that the American people have allowed this to go on for the last 3 years. But your apathy is only encouraging and strengthening tyranny. Because as you wait for the next narrative to be set, because that's what you're waiting for, this is what's highlighted by the professed Christians and conservatives and patriots in America all day long. They continuously feed into the fear narrative rather than going back to the Lord that can put a stop to it through his faithful on this earth, that his will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven, right? But that's not what's happening. Folks, we need to push back. We need to know what the law says, and we need to hold these people responsible. This is my message, if anything. I want justice. And why do you want justice, Bradley Dean? Because justice guards our liberty, and we're getting everything but justice from our said representative government. You tired of it yet? Me too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Social media platforms, look up at the screen here. This is incredible. Panthers Mark and Eric Stahl do not participate. I'll show you that in a moment. This is insane, too.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Say a couple things here. I'm just observing some comments that are being made. One guy said, I was ridiculed for pointing all this out. You know what? The fact of the matter is it doesn't matter. So what? Welcome to the club. That's what comes with being a truth teller. That's all you have to do to get in trouble today is to tell the truth. But if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to keep telling the truth. Because the truth is like that lion, said Augustine. You don't have to defend it. Just let it loose. And if you're the one that they want to go, they want to shoot the messenger per se, let them shoot. I'm sure you've all heard this, the analogy or the parable concerning the man that was laying in bed. And as he was laying in bed, the dog started barking over and over and over again. And he wouldn't stop. He was erratic. What's going on? Well, instead of the individual that was laying in bed to consider maybe what it may be that the dog is hearing or maybe even seeing, what does he do? He takes a paper, he rolls it up, and he smacks the dog with it to shut it up. Okay? This is the messenger or the conduit of truth. This is what happens to you. Okay? So the man goes back to bed. He thinks he's got everything in hand. All of a sudden, here it comes again. The dog starts barking erratically, goes on and on and on and on. What is that dog's problem? So the man gets out of bed and says, you know what? I've had it with this dog. This is why they killed the prophets, folks. This is why they killed the apostles, folks. Read your Bibles. He goes in his closet, grabs his shotgun, and shoots his dog dead. Well, the man thinks within himself, okay, good, I've gotten rid of that dog. That dog that wouldn't quit barking, we didn't consider that he was being warned. So what did he do? He goes back to bed, and as he goes to sleep, what he didn't realize is someone is trying to break into his house. The man walks into the house, and he kills the man on the bed. Now, do you think that man, if he had any common sense within himself, he would have asked the dog that was barking what was the problem, or at least investigate into what it was that the dog was barking at? No, he didn't do that. This is like a lot of people in America. They live in a bubble of deception. And what they do is they convince themselves that those things that we're highlighting right now just don't exist. Okay? But I want to tell you this. Expect it, because it comes with being a faithful witness that delivers souls. Don't ever forget that. We're promised persecutions. Jesus said you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake. It comes with being a Christian. Well, you say, well, where's the love? Well, you don't separate the love, because God is love. And he gave us that love in Romans 5:5. And when you go to John 15, what did he tell us? He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world, he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Just for the record. Another comment is this. No one believes the Illuminati exists. It doesn't matter. Here's the other thing, folks. Because I hear this every time I publicly speak. But Bradley, did you know what the Illuminati's doing? Hey, Bradley, did you see what the Masons are doing? Hey, Bradley, did you see what the Skull and Bones are doing? Hey, Bradley, did you hear about what the 300 in the world cabal are doing? No. I'll tell you what. They all know what I'm doing, though. Why? Because I'm not living my life where I'm not going to allow the enemy not to be worried about the way that I live my life. Cause the enemy to worry about how you live your life rather than you worry about how they live their lives. Because they're only getting away with whatever you're letting them get away with. Period. Hey, folks, quit bending over, stand up, and they'll all slide down. The only control that they have over your lives, Americans, are the controls that you've given over to them. Okay? And I'm also talking to those that are in 53 countries on a global basis. Much of all of this that we see today is based and premised on what? It's, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. I can always tell you as to who you serve. And you say, well, how? I can tell you by whom you fear. You know, so many people are talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he was the guy that faced off with Adolf Hitler back in the 30s. He didn't have to do it neither, by the way. He could have stayed in America and stayed alive. He didn't do that. He went back because he loved his people enough to warn them, and of course the Third Reich had to pick him up and try to make him an example. But he was the guy that was responsible for telling us what I'm about ready to tell you. And what is that? Those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. That's right. Because in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. Proverbs 28. Also remember this, friends. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. That's right. The fear of man brings a snare. And when you read Proverbs 29:25, what does it say? The fear of man bringeth a snare. That's a noose around your neck. It paralyzes you. It incapacitates you. But what does it say right after that? But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Oh, it is. We're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. The Word of God tells us that His holy angels, those that hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, they surround those that fear the Lord. And if you look at the book of Psalms, friends, and the New Testament, bring them in, because they coincide one with another. Folks, there's nothing but promise for the church. Over the works of the enemy. Read Luke 10:19. And when we... Here, let me do this, folks. I'll do this for you really quick. Because I want you to be encouraged as to what I'm talking about right now. But this applies only to those that are in Christ. You ever notice when you read the epistles and you go through them, isn't it interesting who it applies to? Those that are sanctified, those that are in the Lord. It goes on and on. It's always applied to those that are in Christ. Okay? It's always applied to those that are in Christ. These promises of yea and amen that are in Christ Jesus, they don't belong to people outside of the outside of Christ. You have to understand that. The promises are us to us in Christ Jesus, period. Not outside. And they are, yes, yea and amen. What does it tell us in Luke 10:19, going back? It tells us that I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. This is what the Lord continuously tells us. In the New Testament, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And when they trouble you, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, what does the New Testament tell us? It would have been better had they not crucified the Lord of glory. Those that are in Christ, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because it's the power of God unto salvation. We become witnesses of the resurrection as we hold to our cross, that we might understand the power of God unto salvation. So folks, we become their worst nightmare. And going back to what I originally stated, going full circle here, so you understand, it also tells us in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to go there for you, 12, verse 17, what does it tell us? I want you to listen carefully. It tells us that the dragon, Satan himself, the great deluder, right? The deceiver, the killer, the liar, the thief, and I'm thinking of John 10:10 as well. The dragon was wroth with the woman, that's the church, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The surest sign that you're in trouble, folks, with man, for doing what the Lord commanded you to do in righteousness, the surest sign to me that you're in trouble is that you're doing the right thing. If you can understand what I just said right there, you're going to begin to understand what real Christianity is all about. If they're not in trouble, they're not an offense, they're not a threat to the kingdom of darkness, it's the ones that are in trouble. Read the book of Acts when you get a moment, friends. Read the book of Acts. How much trouble did they get into? And let me also ask you, how many times did the Lord deliver them? Every single time. Every single time. And I'm talking about key apostles and prophets, okay? Every single time. Nowhere can you find in Scripture, friends, where the Lord ever fails a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. You can't find it. And I'm talking about life and or in death. You can't find it. But yet, what do we hear from the pulpits all across America all day long? We hear about these little stories, or they like to go back to historical fact. They never talk about their testimony. Why? Because they don't have testimony. And if they don't have the testimony, then I got a question for you. Where is the Christ? Because the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And guess what we're supposed to be in? We're called to be the witnesses of resurrection. And what is the gift of prophecy? I just told you. Man, folks, I want you to be encouraged. This is a war. It's real. That's why you have Ephesians 6:12. Also pay attention to the fact that the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. Folks, did I forget the helmet of salvation? No, I got it in there. Notice it's on the front of our bodies, not on the back. Now's the time not to capitulate. Now's the time to get your game on in Christ, metaphorically and scripturally, okay? If not, read 78:9 of Psalms 78, verse 9, because we don't need you if that's where you're at. But I know that's not where you're at. I think better of you than that. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.